in the studio with us is somebody who really understands pie as well as lots of other great things. Welcome to our studio, Dr. Albert Einstein.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Katie. Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
We've all been big, big fans of yours, you know, as we've learned about you. You've been quite the heroic guy. Can you tell us a little bit about your life?
Well, I was born in Germany, in Ulm, and I grew up in Munich. And I came to the United States in 1933 and spent the rest of my life in Princeton, New Jersey.
Now, I'm noticing that when you came to the United States, that was kind of the beginning of World War II there. You must have had to escape the war, huh?
Well, it was after World War I, and between World War I and World War II, things in Germany began to change, and it did not become, it became unsafe for me to be there, so I had to leave very quickly. In fact, I left all of my furniture in my house, and years later, I had to go back and get it.
Wow. Was it still there?
It was still there.
That's amazing. Well, your birthday's today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
1879. I have a lot of mathematicians in the studio.
I'm 136 years old.
Oh, my goodness. You look great for 136.
Well, thank you.
So what was it like being you as a child? Did you know you were so great at math and thinking about spatial physics and things?
Well,
like that.
I actually had many problems in school. I had many problems staying in school. In fact, I had to drop out of high school. I did have a propensity, though, for math and physics. At a young age, I had an uncle who used to give me books to read on mathematics and science and so forth, and I just consumed them. So I did a lot of self-learning. I had troubles, though, with the authority of the teachers in Germany at the time. They cared only for order and discipline, not to... they didn't encourage children to be creative at that time.
Sounds familiar. And you know, you were kind of a naughty kid a little bit, I guess. Huh?
Well, I did not like authority, so I had trouble with my teachers.
Yeah,
so
but look at what you did. I have a big fan of yours in the studio, Dr. Jonathan Wolf.
Oh, yes.
And you did some amazing things. Jonathan knows, he wanted to show off to you, Dr. Einstein, sort of his brilliance around your most famous project, E equals MC squared. Tell us about it, Jonathan.
Well, E equals MC squared is the fundamental relationship of relativity, and it relates energy and matter. Okay, so it turns out that the stuff that we think of as matter, things that have mass, like atoms, are also energy. So every particle represents a certain amount of energy, and it's actually a huge amount of energy. So that's an amazing thing. E equals mc squared. E stands for energy, and m stands for mass, and c is the speed of light, which is a huge number. It's about 300,000 kilometers per second.
Did Dr. Einstein know that at the time when he was inventing?
Well, yes, indeed.
Wow, you're amazing.
And so if you take the speed of light and you square it, you get an even bigger number. What that means is E equals M times this enormous number. It means a little tiny piece of mass equals a gigantic amount of energy. And that's the key to what's going on in nuclear reactions. That's why atomic bombs, things that generate energy from matter, create so much energy, because E equals MC squared shows how big that gets.
How'd he do? Did he?
He did very well. Yeah. There are only six people really in the entire world who truly understand that equation, and I am not one of them. Thank you, Jonathan.
Well, you're very welcome.
Dr. Einstein, how was that for you? Did you come here and work in Los Alamos at all during that time?
No, actually, I never visited Los Alamos. I did go through the southwest of the United States. In fact, there's a famous picture of me with a headdress on at one of the pueblos, but I did not go to Los Alamos. In fact, the FBI would not let me go there.
What? You? You weren't allowed, huh?
No, see.
Like, I'll take you up there later, okay? So you wunderbar. Can see it now that you're old enough, and maybe you're off their radar. So Dr. Einstein, you I've read about you, and you're a man who really worked for peace. What? But you helped make the atomic bomb. I'm just curious. Did you think the atomic bomb was the way to peace?
Well, I did not help make the atomic bomb. Actually, I was not let close to that project at all. It was the Manhattan Project for secret. I was not let near it, and I did not want to be near it. I did write a letter to President Roosevelt warning him that the Nazis were probably developing atomic weapons and that perhaps we should do that as well. Mm. But I had nothing to do with the development of it. And later on, I realized, and other scientists realized, that it was a really bad idea. And I tried to stop the project at one point, and it was too far along to stop.
Hmm. Dr. Einstein, I have to ask you this one question. I read that you married your cousin.
That is true.
That's kind of weird. You know, I don't think I'd want to marry any of my cousins. How did that work out for you?
Well, it worked out very well. It was quite common back in those days to marry someone who was a relative. It was looked down upon now, but back then it was very common.
And you didn't have children?
No, we did not have children. She already had children. Her name was Elsa, and she already had children. Mm. And by that time, I was through.
Ah, having children, or
yes,
with that process.
Yes.
I see. Well, Dr. Einstein, is there anything else you'd like to tell our young students out in the listening area right now who, you know, who maybe really admire you or maybe don't know you at all, but maybe something to give them inspiration?
Well, I think, you know, for your students who are having trouble in school, keep trying. I had to keep trying. I had trouble in school because I did not obey the rules. But later on, it turned out I did okay. I did a lot of self-study. I learned things that I wanted to learn. And I think my life turned out very well because of that.
Mm. Dr. Albert Einstein, and we're thrilled to have you with us. I want to tell our internet listeners who might be in North Carolina that you can see Einstein, a stage portrait, at the North Carolina Science Festival April 15th. It's at 9 a.m. and at 6 p.m. on that day at the University of North Carolina in Pembroke Moore Hall is the place to find. For more information, go to ncsciencefestival.org. The kids in the studio had a lot of questions for you, Dr. Einstein, and I want to thank you for hanging around. Yeah, go ahead. How about Brittany?
Why did you keep your hair so crazy?
I just got tired of haircuts after a while, so I just let it go.
We could tell. It looks
you can tell.
It looks pretty awesome, though. I like it. That's like what my hair looks like when I wake up.
Thank you.
Yeah, please, go ahead. Go ahead, Anna.
I heard that he doesn't wear socks. Is that true? And if so, why?
Well, good question. That is true. In fact, I'm not wearing socks today. I like the way my feet feel in the shoes without socks. And I just don't bother.
And you just don't bother.
So interesting.
Okay, well, all those kids who refuse to wear socks, now you know you've got quite the role model. Yes.
So since you don't wear socks, do your feet smell whenever you take your shoes off?
I don't think so.
I think my feet smell even when I do have socks on and I take them off. Like if it's hot out and I take my shoes off, they smell anyway. So.
I yes, Julia, yes, yes, you have question. No questions? Yes, question?
I have a question.
Yes, please.
How old was Albert Einstein actually when he died, and how did he die?
I was 76 years old in 1955.
That's like really old back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had an aneurysm of the aortal vein.
Oh, so that means you didn't suffer. That's really good.
I actually had this book called How They Croaked. It has a bunch of famous people and how they died. And it said that Einstein was born with a huge head. Is that true? That he just had a huge head and he had to, like, go through surgery or something like that? I don't remember.
That is not true.
That is not true? Okay. Good to know.
Well, Dr. Einstein, again, thank you for being with us in the studio. Tom Shook is actually Albert Einstein. And, Tom, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Einstein. We are so grateful grateful that you are with us on the Children's Hour.
Well, thank you, and thank you for celebrating my birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday,
Dr. Einstein!